As a homeowner, I can't help myself. I'm always thinking about fixing this and changing that. For the money, for the beauty, for the knowledge and the peace of mind. It's about time for the Love My Renovation Project with Mike Young.
Everybody, welcome to my Love My Renovation Project, where we discuss all things regarding renovation projects, whether they're 203K home style or any one of a number of others that you might be involved with. Not too long ago, Fannie Mae added manufactured housing to their renovation project. Good God. I've been off for 3 weeks, can you tell? And they added renovation manufactured homes. They've added some renovation products. FHA's had them for a long time, and they use the same guideline, built after June 30th, 1976. So if you want to be part of the show today, call us at 888-627-6008, toll free, and ask your renovation questions. In any case, for those who don't know, I've had sepsis since about August 25th. I've been out and unable to do my show for a couple of weeks. So we played some best of shows. But we're back now and we should be back permanently. So look forward to talking with you. Well, most of the 203Ks that we do go off without a hitch. From time to time, you may find yourself with nobody to talk to. I'm talking to the homeowner now, though. Homeowner that has a problem 203K, or the consultant that might have a problem 203K and he needs some guidance, someone to talk to that's not in his backyard, someone to talk with that is not related to that product or project. So feel free to call us. It doesn't matter if you took your training from us or have ever done any business with us before. It's just not necessary to be there. We're here to help you regardless of where you got in trouble or why you got in trouble with your project. If you don't want to talk about your product or your problem online on the air, then you can go to 203k911.com and let us hear about it. Let us know about your problem there, and we'll communicate via email or possibly the phone after we get the gist of the problem. If you've got a topic you'd like us to discuss in more specific terms and you don't want to be on the air, just go to 203K911 and send us an email. There's a message system set up on that website, so please feel free to do that. Everything does not have to come over the air. Thank you for all the well wishes. I've been getting lots of calls and lots of emails, and I really appreciate all the well wishes and kind words. I've had some clients, some homeowners, send me some of the nicest emails I've ever seen. And it's touching. It's very, very pleasant to see those come through. So thank you so much. And thanks for being concerned about my health. I appreciate that. Anyway, so some of the biggest things that have been coming through, I've seen on some blogs, on LinkedIn, they moved it over to Facebook. And people are talking about training, and they don't have enough 203Ks, and they're concerned there's too many consultants. Well, there can't be too many consultants unless none of them are doing their job in marketing. Now, in our training, when you take our training, it's $489, but when you take our training, we show you a marketing program at the back of that book. It's the last 25 pages. Well, it's not the last 25 pages. It's the 25 before that. But what it is, is we show you how to go about getting 40 jobs in 60 days. And there's only one reason that you can't do that. And that's because you didn't try. Now, I get all kick out of the people who go out there and say, I want more business, but they're not willing to walk the walk. You know, they talk like they want more business, but they're not doing what it takes to get those business, to get that additional business. We've made it extremely easy. If you follow our instructions, if you don't, it isn't going to happen. This is a proven method of getting you 40 jobs in 60 days. And if you want to maintain it, you can get another 40 in the second 60 days and another 40 in the next 60 days. But you have to put the action. We can show you exactly what to do, verbatim. But you have to do it. You know, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. That's where we live and run our radio program from. So I can't be in Allentown, Pennsylvania to help you there, or in Dallas, Texas to help you there. But I can guide you. I'll show you and take you by the hand and show you exactly what to do, how to do it, what to print, what to give them. But every once in a while, I get a smart mouth trainee. I don't know how else to say it nicely. When they come back and say, your program sucks, it doesn't work. My first question is, what did you fix? And then they go into a long detail. Well, you did it this way, and I fixed that. And I tweaked this because I didn't like the way you did it. Then I just get real quiet as I wait for them to realize they didn't try my way. My way works every time, all the time. If you deviate from what we set up, it won't work. Been doing this for 24 years. In my first year, we set up this program for marketing. In 1998, HUD had a meeting of the 40 consultants in the San Francisco Hawk. At that time, we had a San Francisco Hawk. Now it's Santa Ana. In any case, they started introducing everybody from the back of the room. And as soon as they did that, I knew it wasn't going to be good for Mike Young. So when they finally got to Mike and let me introduce myself, Jim McClanahan from HUD said, why is it you have to hog all the work? So I've told this story before, so I'm not going to get into the details of it. But effectively, I had offered all 40 consultants in that room a free job if they would just come out to my seminar. And if they came out to my seminar every week, I'd give them a job every week. And I looked at the guy from HUD and said, Jim, does that sound like a hog to you? And he says, no, it doesn't. And I'm sorry. And I said, well, we've got that. We agree on that you're sorry. You shouldn't be bad-mouthing me before you actually did some investigating. So if you took our training ever, get into your manual and go back to the training or the seminar area where we're going to talk about how to build your business and follow the instructions. If you need more help and you can't read it or you'd like some hands-on training, feel free to pick the phone up and call me. I'm not going to pick the phone up and call you. I don't have a problem with marketing, and I don't know that you do until you tell me. So if you want us to help you in greater detail, it's all part of your training. Doesn't cost you a cent more, but you have to initiate it. You got to call me and say, hey, Mike, I didn't get this. I don't understand it. What do I have to do? I said, number one, did you reread it today? If he says no, then I'm going to say reread it and then call me back. I want you to have a basis of what we're going to be talking about. So I recommend that you go back and review that information. Don't question it, don't analyze it, and certainly don't change it. Once you've tried it and you can tell me it didn't work, then I will know that you didn't try it my way. You didn't fix something because it does work. I was a drill sergeant in the United States Army for a couple of years, and when I say do something, I just mean do it. I'm not going to ask you, did you do it? I'm assuming you did do it. So I'm just not used to people not doing what they're told. If you want my help in marketing, it's there. It's there for anyone, not just our trainees, although you will have to buy our training program. And we'll show you exactly how to go about getting 40 jobs in the next 60 days. Now, it doesn't matter if there's 30 consultants in your little town. It doesn't matter. In fact, I found out over the years that the more consultants in an area, the more 203Ks we can do in that area, all of us. A rising tide lifts all the boats in the harbor. So keep that in mind. Don't whine because, oh, God, there's everybody else must be getting all the 203Ks because I'm not getting my share. Well, what is your share? If you're not marketing, it's zero. You don't have a share. So you need a marketing program, a marketing plan. And if that plan doesn't include five prongs, then you're not using ours, and you're missing out on a lot of business. But we just went to a Nathan Thornberry's home inspection conference in Las Vegas. Since I live here, it was easy to travel there. And I hear people talking to me about, my goodness, there must be too many consultants because I'm just not able to get any business. Well, if you're sitting around waiting for somebody to go online and find you on the HUD website, you're not going to get any business. I don't know how to say it any plainer than that. If you're relying on HUD to get that business for you, it's just not going to happen. And the HUD search engine, get this, it set it up for the city you live in. So if you live in Blythe, California, which is a suburb of Sacramento, you're not going to get any business ever unless somebody in Blythe, California, just happens to be looking for a consultant. Because in HUD's infinite wisdom, they put this silly thing that says, wherever you live is where we're going to put you in the system, and that's the only way we're going to find you is if we know the city you live in. Well, most people do not know the city that the HUD consultant lives in. I know Blytheville, South Carolina, is a suburb of Columbia. Columbia is a very huge market. So when people search, they search Columbia, they don't find anybody. Well, they do now because our guy in Blytheville got a P.O. box over there in Columbia so he could have that phone reference. So we recommend that you do that. And if you don't have time, you're not answering the call, register with us. Change your phone number to our 800 number, our 877 number, and let us know. So when the orders come in, you got a live person answering the phone 99% of the time. And 99% of the time, it's going to be me. Do you think I know how to lock it down? Sure. They place an order on our website. We know who it's for because you've registered in our area. Anyway, so I'm telling you that our marketing plan works. Excuse me. It works well. It's a known quantity. And if you want to get busy, then you must walk the walk. You can't just say, oh, wow, woe is me. I don't have any work. There must be too many consultants out here. Well, that's false. That's just stupid. Don't fall into that trap. It's like anything else. You know, if you want to be good at something and you think you can, you will be. And if you think you can't, you won't be. Because your brain is going to tell you whatever it takes to meet what you want. And if you say, I don't have any business, that's exactly how much business you're going to get. If you want 40 jobs in 60 days, you got to walk the walk. Now, when HUD took me on the carpet in 1998 in front of those other 39 consultants, they were trying to embarrass me into giving up some of the work. And I laughed. I said, you know what? You're angry at me because I have a better marketing program that I've offered to share with each and every person in this room. 15 of the 40 have come out and actually got the jobs that I promised them. Some of them are getting two jobs a day. Hello. Some of them are getting two jobs a week. Whatever they want is what they can have. Once they turn one in, they can get another one. So if they turn one in today, they can get another one tomorrow. If they turn two in today, they can get two more tomorrow. So those 15 were actually W-2 employees working for me by their choice because they knew I had this marketing program and I could do it. I once had a couple of guys come up from Los Angeles, and actually two different weeks, of course, but they stayed in my home and went out and saw my seminars. And it was bizarre because one of them said, man, you're dynamic. You can do this. Wow, I don't think I could do this. And I said, well, if you don't think you can, you're right. You won't be able to. But I'm telling you, anybody can if they just follow my simple program. And it's so simple that most people think it won't work and don't try it. And if you don't try it, you're going to be right. It didn't work. But it didn't work for the right reasons. It didn't work because it didn't work. It didn't work because you didn't work it. Okay? So, anyway, we're going to be having an upcoming webinar free for our trainees. Anybody that's taken our training in the past, send me an email. In the subject, put down there, free marketing training, and let me know who you are. I despise emails where people don't sign them. Tell me who they are. Put down your HUD number. And we're going to be an invitation-only type training for anybody that's ever taken our training. And we're going to go over how to market yourself. So if you want to get the training, you may, and you're not currently or have never taken our training course, it's $489. You can go to 203ksoftware.com and look in the products for our training, and we'll get you in that, and we'll get you included in that, and we'll give you a very detailed rendition of how to market your services. I can market myself and have 40 jobs in 60 days in any city in the United States that's got over 30,000 people. And that's an arbitrary figure, 25,000, 20 people. But if you'll do that, you can get 40 jobs in 60 days. 40 jobs is a magic number. 40 jobs gives you about, what is that, I figured, $16,000 a month in income just on the draw inspections. Hello? That puts you in a comfort zone like you can't believe when you know you've got $16,000 coming in this month, even if you didn't get any new jobs. That's pretty powerful. Anyway, let's take a break for a moment. Call us at 888-627-6008 if you want to be part of the show. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Got a problem with your renovation project? No one on your side to assist you or listen to your side of events? Go to 203k911.com and tell us the issues. We may be able to help you. We understand the program. We offer solutions that you can work through at no cost. We only charge you if you want to take charge and run with the ball. K911.com. If you're having issues with your renovation project, we may be able to assist you. It's nice to know you have a knowledgeable person on your side. We recently had a client that had a lender telling them that the problem wasn't theirs, but it was the correspondent lender's. Ultimately, they agreed it was their problem and remedied the issue quickly. Most issues have been handled without a fee. Visit 203k911.com now and let's fix your problems.
Hey, welcome back, and thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it. If you want to call and be part of the show, if you have a question or a comment you'd like to make, call us at 888-627-6008, toll free. We're back with you now. Right now, we're going to get into the consultant agreement. This past couple of weeks, I've had several inquiries about the consultant agreement, or the allowable fees agreement that some of you have changed the name to. The reason we call it a consultant agreement is because HUD says you have to have an agreement. And they created the consultant agreement back in 94, and we adopted it. And we continue to make it better with our additional provisions. But in any case, HUD created this thing and recommended that you use it. They said that we suggest you have your attorney look at it. And if it's, you know, change whatever you want to change on it, but here's a basis. But we took it as is, and it's been very good for us. It's a required submission for your work write-up. You have to have a consultant agreement, or call it allowable fees agreement if you want to. In any case, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. And that's our attitude. We have something that's working well, and it's been working well for 24 years. I don't see a reason to change what's already working. But this agreement can keep you out of trouble if you use it properly and wisely. But you need to read it once in a while. HUD actually holds us harmless as a consultant for most part of our duties other than gross negligence or willful misconduct. And we're going to get more into that particular statement as we get down there, but we're going to read the consultant agreement. Recently, one of our associates failed to let me know in advance that they were being sued and lost due to the lack of a qualifying definition for those two terms. Well, believe it or not, those two terms are very well defined in the dictionary. You go into and type in on a Google search and get the Wikipedia. Anybody's definition of those two terms, gross negligence or willful misconduct, there are all kinds of definitions, and they all boil down to the same thing. So somebody didn't do their homework. So I'm telling you right now, if you're a consultant and you're being sued, feel free to contact us. We'll be happy to help with some input. But the consultant agreement that we use is the one that HUD created for us, for our use, back in 94. Consultants were created in 1994, so when you have those would-be consultants that say they've been doing this for 35, 40 years, I love it because they've only been there since 94, and that's about 24 years, unless my calculation is off, correct, and correct it if it is. But it starts off with the client hereby desires to engage the consultant to perform services pertinent to the implementation of HUD's Section 203K Rehabilitation Mortgage Insurance Program as it pertains to the property, and then you get the property address, and then it's mutually understood. One, the initial walkthrough. So the consultant will accompany the client or their agent during a walkthrough of the subject property, during which the property will be analyzed for compliance with the Rental Rehabilitation Mortgage Insurance Program, the 203K. The consultant will recommend repairs and modifications that bring this up to HUD's minimum property standards. And then it's the consultant's job to assist the client in preparing or in the preparation of the work write-up that describes the proposed rehabilitation and the HUD required forms for the draw request. Okay. The original version said the client is not required to use a consultant, That has now changed as of 2 years ago, approximately 2 years ago, with the advent of the 4000.1. Consultants are required under the standard or full 203K. They are not required under the limited 203K. All right, inspections. The consultant will incorporate all inspections performed on the property prior to closing. This includes, but is not limited to, the mechanical, engineering, termite report, any home or building inspection reports, and local government inspection reports. So if there's any red tags on the property, they need to get cleared, so they can cure during the course of construction. The next paragraph is all important. I actually go over this paragraph with the clients in great detail. I emphasize it. I go over it two or three times when I'm doing my consultation. And I would recommend that anybody doing a 203K goes over the agreement very carefully. But the agreement duration is crucial, and it must be clearly understood by the borrowers. The consultant will perform the services described herein from the date of this agreement until the closing of the loan with the lender, at which time the consultant becomes an inspector for the draw inspection. Do you get that? You know who I'm talking to. From the date of this agreement until it closes the loan with the lender. So this whole agreement, the consultant agreement, is about what happens up until it closes and the work starts. That's the end of the consultant's tasks and duties. End of story. You're no longer a consultant once the loan closes and the work begins. You're now an inspector for the draws. So these things don't pertain to you as they did before. This agreement can be terminated with the approval of the lender by mutual consent of all parties involved. But it's very important to understand that the consultant agreement governs the work done prior to closing the loan and the work commencing. Once the loan closes and the work begins, you are merely, you're no longer a consultant. Your duties as a consultant are over, kaput, they're gone. So it's important to understand that. Now, the next clause, the indemnification, is again talking about you as a consultant. The client agrees to indemnify, defend, and hold harmless the consultant, his employees and agents, of and from all claims, actions, demands for damages, liability, blah, 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 except in the cases of willful misconduct or gross negligence of the consultant. So pay attention to that. That's very important information. That's very clear language that you're only a consultant until the loan closes. Then you're no longer the consultant. So the indemnification and the gross negligence and the willful misconduct is all about as a consultant, not as an inspector for the draws. Does that make sense? Don't let anybody pull you in and sucker you in and get you to defend yourself under these terms for being a draw inspector. And then it talks about the consultant fee. It sets your fee and tells you what you're going to get for it. And now this is HUD's own language. It's important to know that there are people out there, lenders, that will try to insist you get your fee at close of escrow. I lose about $30,000 a year at close of escrow when the escrow doesn't close and nobody tells you about it. So you got to stay hot on those things. So I don't do that as a rule and still lose about $30,000 a year. So it's important that you collect your fee. The client will pay the consultant fee in full unless otherwise agreed to. So if they can get you to agree to it, you could be screwing yourself. I recommend that you take your money up front at the time of the inspection, and what we tell the client is, it's you, Mr. Client, that will get reimbursed at the close of escrow. We have to be paid up front. because I'm a nasty bill collector. I really am. I learned it a long time ago from my daddy. In any case, I could tell you stories about that that were actually quite interesting as a child when he was collecting rent at one of his rentals. Wow. So, and then special notice, I don't know, maybe 12, 13 years ago, maybe longer, maybe 15 years ago, HUD came out with a letter to all consultants and said that we're supposed to let them know that the local HUD office does not warrant, accept liability or responsibility for the competence of the consultant or the quality of the work product the consultant may perform for the borrowers. That's important. And in other words, what HUD is saying is, if your consultant isn't doing a good job, we don't even want to hear about it. Just deal with the consultant till he does the right job. Okay. I looked up gross negligence on the internet, and Wikipedia came out and says something as it's the lack of slight diligence or care, or a conscious voluntary act of omission in reckless disregard for a legal duty and the consequences to another party. Negligence is the opposite of diligence. Interesting. Willful misconduct, on the other hand, generally means a knowing violation of a reasonable and uniformly enforced rule or policy. So it's important that we understand those definitions. I see that we're running up against the clock. I'm getting waved through the window here from the engineer saying it's time to take a break. So he's waving at me. Time for a break. Please call us and we come back at 888-627-6008. Toll free and be part of the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you thinking of remodeling your home? Then you should know about the FHA 203K program. You can refinance your mortgage and get the money for that remodeling all-in-one low-interest loan. Need a roof? Remodel the kitchen and baths? Add a room? Any of this is possible with the FHA 203K program. Go to 203konline.com. That's 203konline.com. Of becoming a 203K consultant? Contact us to see if you qualify. Home inspectors, contractors, architects, and engineers most likely qualify. Create an additional profit center using your existing knowledge base. For more information, visit 203ksoftware.com and you'll be glad you did.
Hey, we're back. Call us at 888-627-6008 if you want to be part of our show. Love My Renovation Project with Mike Young. This week we've had so many comments from consultants wanting to know about how are they supposed to do their job properly with regard to lender requirement that the work write-up and a contractor's bid must match exactly, penny for penny, the contractor's bid. So the HUD guideline says it cannot match. HUD called me and told me, I don't know, a year ago, 2 years ago, that if they match and they catch us, then they will remove us from the HUD list. So we have a rock and a hard place, and we're right between it. Lenders will not use you if you don't match the contractor's bid, and the HUD will take you off the list if you do match the contractor's bid. So contractors are confused. There's one trainer that's been telling everybody, get the contractor's bid, copy it. That is absolutely a violation of the guideline. You will be removed when you're caught, and it's only a matter of time. You will be caught sooner or later, and you'll be removed from the list as fast as you got on it. Maybe faster once they know what you're doing. The guideline says that a consultant must be able and must do an independent bid of the project. So what we do is we get out there and make the inspection, work with the client to come up with a scope of work that meets the HUD minimum property standards. The contractor doesn't know that. He does not typically know HUD's minimum property standards. You better, as your consultant, you better know those standards, or there you go. You got your gross negligence staring at you in the face. Secondly, we've got to get there, and the lender has decided, by the way, that you have to match the bid of the contractor. I won't do that, and my people who I train don't do that. We have to, by the guideline, create our own independent bid, and that's our bid. Now, if the contractor wants to match our bid and the lender wants to share it with them, fine, I don't care. But I'm not matching his bid, and that's a fact. So it's interesting to see what some of these people are doing. I don't even want a contractor's bid until I create the scope, because his bid may not be adequate. We had one with one of our favorite lenders, Plaza Home Mortgage, which the contractor was told to get a contractor bid first. Before you do anything else, get a contractor's bid, and these things will move faster. That's not true at all. So you get the contractor's bid. What it is, it doesn't start their clock ticking until they order the consultant's work. So they're using that as their advantage to improve the numbers, apparently. Once they get the consultant ordered, now they've already got a bid. It's a matter of putting it in. But the contractor missed obvious health and safety issues that had to be added. It took them 5 months of yelling and screaming and kicking with the contractor to get him to add 4 or 5 items to his bid. He wasn't going to do it. No, I've already put all the time I'm going to put into that one until we get to go to work. All right, so the lender, why does the lender require us to match a contractor's bid or vice versa? One is because they don't understand the guideline. Two could be they don't understand the guideline. And three, they don't understand the guideline. Well, the guideline puts us at risk if we don't do an independent bid. Where in the guideline, Michael, where in the guideline does it say contractor has to provide a bid? Gee whiz, it doesn't. There is nowhere in the HUD guideline that requires a contractor to have a bid. Dun, dun, dun. So why are we delaying a job 5 months to get the contractor to change his bid? He doesn't need a bid. That is a lender supplemental requirement. So when your lender says, contractor bid, or worse, contractor bid first before you do anything else, they are actually running the big risk of delaying their loan closing for 3 to 5 months while the contractors have to add a couple of items to his bid. All right. So why do you have a contractor's bid anyway? Who knows? It is not a HUD requirement, and it often confuses the issue. Lender requires it then to match the consultant's bid penny for penny, and they quite often tell the consultant, change your bid to the contractor's numbers. Don't do it. If you're a consultant, I'm telling you, don't do it. If you change your numbers, you've violated HUD's guideline. When I do a bid, I call it first draft. I save it. If they add a few things to it, I call it second draft, but it's my numbers. And they sit in my file folder. And when the whole thing is said and done, if the lender sends us a contractor's bid. I said, that's great. Here's my bid. If he wants to match it, I can't say anything, but I'm not going to match his bid because HUD specifically told me they would remove me from the list if I did. And that goes for any consultant anywhere. And there's a lot of you that are doing just that. So I recommend that you wise up and learn the proper way to do this and start doing it right. Now, having said that, we use an independent bid, and HUD says no two bids will ever match penny for penny. If they do, then you're in trouble. Even if you use the same cost guide, give two people the same cost guide, give five people the same cost guide and have them bid the same exact list, all those bids are going to come up different because people interpret it differently. Wow. But I am really encouraged. There are so many misguided consultants out there that have been told to get a contractor's bid first, but I am getting lots and lots of calls to get help with these people's retraining. I am so glad to see there are some very responsible consultants out there that just got bad training and they want to correct it. So they're asking, what do I have to do? And how do I bid a job? Okay. We recommend you use Home Tech Services Renovation Cost Guide because they've been providing costs by zip code across the country for the last over 50 years now. If you decide that you want to buy one of those cost guides, if you use my team, all caps, as the discount code, you'll get 20% discount. And the books are not cheap. You're looking at about $150 a piece. So your 20% is $30. So remember that. My team, all caps. On another topic, we typically bid a job in 3 to 4 days. When we set up the inspection appointment for a project, we'll notify the lender or the loan officer when that meeting will take place and invite them to attend if they want to. Now, this is a courtesy. That's all it is. It's not intended to make them come out, but sometimes they do, especially if it's their first or second 203K, and they say, oh, I'd love to come out. I'd love to sit in on that one, but sometimes they're in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and the job's in California. There's no way they're going to drive or fly out there for that. Okay. So many of them are just not going to exercise the right that we've offered them. We call it an order acknowledgement. We send it to the lender, the loan officer in charge of that thing. And it says something like this: thank you for the consultation order. We have set up the appointment for the inspection on Monday, August 20th, 2018 at 3 p.m. The inspection will be at the following address. We give them the client's name and address. And we notify them. If we get all the existing and expected reports at the time of the inspection, we should have our report off to contractors to bid within about a week, 5 days. If you'd like to be at the inspection, you're welcome to, but it's not necessary. This is merely an effort to keep you informed. And that's the end of our notice. Now, why would we send this notice out? I like to keep my brain clear. When I'm writing a report, I don't want any interruptions during that writing process. So we send that notice out in hopes that we're going to have 5 days without somebody calling me on day one or two or three or four saying, how's it coming? How you doing? And I said, well, I was doing fine until you interrupted my train of thought. Give me another 15 minutes and I'll be back into it when I figure out where I left off. Do you have something to add? Do you have something that I need to know? Because if you didn't, I wouldn't have answered the phone. Except I didn't know because you're calling on the one I'm working on. So, you know, if we can get that 4 to 5 days without a call, they'll never have to call us in most cases, or very rarely, because they'll have it before they've had the 5 days up. Many times we turn these in a day, 2 days, three. Four is very odd, and five is almost never. And the reason for it is we don't want your calling us interrupting the train of thought as we write these reports. Okay. Another question we get from consultants is, how is it that we can bid the job in a few days and a contractor might take 3 or 4 weeks to do the same bid? And they come out very close. And it's simply because we're using the guideline. We're using the cost of the guide. Okay, it's all a matter of which you put the bids together. When I was growing up, my dad was a HVAC contractor. A very good one at that. One of the best I've ever seen. He would finish dinner each night and head for the living room, spread out a blueprint on the living room floor and get down there on his tummy and start taking his scale and out and drawing out a heating system right on those blueprints. Heating or air conditioning or both for a house or commercial building. Sizing the ductwork just right, counting the lengths of each size of pipe, the number of elbows he's going to need, unless he's using flex duct, tapers, elbows, size of the plenum, and he costs these things out so he knows exactly which items are priced out. To get any quality time with Dad, it needed to be on his terms. I was about 10 or 12 years old when he actually, I'd jump on him and he would wrestle me over and teach me how to design an HVAC system, how to lay it out, how to price it. So I've been pricing jobs, heating and air, at least since I was 10. So that's 61 years. Wow, I just turned 71. In any case, that's just one aspect of the contractor's bid. Okay, so there'd be a plumber doing the same thing, an electrician, a window guy maybe, some framers, and all these subcontractors need to put all the parts together for the general, get them to the general. So the general has a disadvantage over somebody using the book. When we use the book, we're going to come up with a fair price based on the zip code. Okay, it's not going to be the lowball price. Contractor may beat that price, especially if he does all the trades within his own company. All right, but his disadvantage is that he is subject to the slowest subcontractor getting his bid in. The slowest subcontractor turning his bid in. So it's important that you know that going in. And if he were to use the book that I have, he would have his bids in a lot faster. I know my brother Tommy was an HVAC contractor as well. 2 years younger than me. He's passed now, but he primarily worked in commercial projects, but he figured out his bidding format that worked well for him by the square foot method. Okay, so he knew how big it was, how many tons of AC it was going to need, so forth, the kitchen equipment. And he could put a bid together in a couple of hours, and he got his almost every job he ever bid because he turned his bid in so quick. Okay, anyway. Engineer's waving at me again. It's time for our final break of the day. Remember, when you come back, call us at 888-627-6008. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back after our final break today.
We know which lenders are all talk and which ones can actually close your loans faster. You can depend on our consultants for the facts before you choose a lender. There are many lenders who will tell you they need 60 to 90 days to close a renovation loan. Those aren't the ones to choose. A 203K can close as fast as a 203B, unless the lender is trying to play all the possible positions on the field. The 203K is a team sport, and you should have the team members that know what to do. If your LO is constantly calling the consultant to see how is it going, you may want to reevaluate that member. Each member has a job. Let them perform their part while you perform yours. The countdown doesn't start until the lender gets your financial information. Visit 203k911.com. We know what to do.
Hey, let's continue. For a contractor to bid a job, this is, by the way, Love My Renovation Project with Mike Young. I'm so glad you're here listening. We appreciate it. We'd appreciate it more if you'd call in and ask your questions or talk about some special deals that you had that might be of interest to our listeners. Okay. But contractor to bid a job, they need input from each of their subcontractors. Therefore, they're subject to the whim of the slowest subcontractor's bid. What I mean is all the subcontractors get the bids in. The general doesn't want to start putting his prices together until they get them all there. And then he starts putting his markup on all these subcontractors' bids. Quite often, contractors will put in a contingency reserve, and they don't realize if they're doing their first 203K or home style that we have a contingency reserve that we build. So when you have your independent bid, to start with, I know I had one a while back at $159,000, and the contractor came in with his bid at $171,000. So $159,000, $171,000. And I just asked him, I said, how much contingency did you build into your bid? And he was very reluctant at first. He said, I don't usually tell anybody that. Well, why not? It's because he wants that for his. If he doesn't need it, it's his money. It's extra money to go vacation or whatever. But I tell him, I said, we have to put in a minimum of 10%. So on this 100, and, you know, his bid was 171. I said, that's 17,000 that we have to put in there as contingency reserve. And he said, oh, gosh, I don't need that on top of what I already put in there. I said, that's the point. How much did you put in there? And he said, $10,000. I said, fine. So if you take 171 minus 10, that's your contingency. That puts you at 161. Now I can tell you my bid is 159. Your bid is 161. That's darn close. It's less than half of 1%. So his bid was very, very close to my bid. They're two distinctly different bids. Mine was done without his knowledge and without his input and so forth. Using Home Tech Renovation Cost Guide and my common sense and information from local contractors. All those things add up to getting your bid done faster. What this does for you as a consultant is it provides you with authoritative cost information for each area you might work in, whether you're costing a large city like New York or San Francisco or Chicago, or if you're going to be a tiny town somewhere in Mississippi. The cost guides vary, and they're very effective. They've been provided for the last 50 years plus now. They hit 50-year mark last year. So if you've never put a price together for a project, you're at a disadvantage, so you need to bring your education up to par. I'm speaking to consultants out there. You need to be able to do an independent bid on every project that you do. In our training, we show you exactly how to do that the fastest way and how to learn the fastest way to get reliable cost estimates. Okay, so simply put, it's your job as a consultant to create a scope of work and to price it out as if you were the GC, the general contractor. What this does is it empowers the client by letting them know just what to expect when the bids do start coming in. One of my biggest contractors who would regularly comment about my website where it says, know your contractor's cost before he bids the job. He actually hated that on my website. He did not like that at all because I'm telling people, I'm going to tell you what this job is worth before your contractor bids the job. And that's what our job is as a consultant. That's what we're supposed to do. Quite often we see stuff that is just, it lacks detail. You know, without the detail, you're not going to make your bid properly. So if you tell the contractor, I want a new toilet, and you don't tell him which one to buy, he'll buy the $25 one that he got from Mexico last night down at Home Depot, when you wanted him to get a Toto for $225. So it's important that you bid the job, and you, when you write the specification, that everybody's going to be bidding the same products. So without that detail, if you're putting in new dual-pane windows, are they retrofit? Or are they brand new, Anderson type? Wood-clad windows, double-hung? Sliders, just what it is. So your home, I tell the homeowners or ask them to go down to Home Depot or Lowe's and pick out and give me some brand names of stuff they like so that we can make sure this project is going to fly the way they want it to. Nothing is more disheartening than to order something and have the contractor bring in the cheapest thing it could find versus a quality product that the homeowner might have wanted. Okay, so it's very good and it's very proper for you to be very specific on those items. So you got to write that specification clearly, make it understandable for anybody who might read it. Model numbers and makes are most important. Although once I specified a forced air unit as day and night brand, and in case you don't know that, it's made by the Carrier Group. And it's made on the exact same production line at the exact same time as five or six different brands. And when they're delivered to your area, the dealer for Carrier will open this little plastic bag and pull the Carrier name out and snap it onto the furnace. And the day and night brand dealer will pull out the day and night brand and stick it on there. And the Bryant dealer will pull out the Bryant sticker and stick it on there. So the client, when they install it, they grab the Carrier when I spec'd day and night. Now, the day and night tag was in the bag. They could have put it on there, but they were Carrier dealers, and they stuck the Carrier one up there inadvertently, and the homeowner made them rip that out. She wanted to see the brand new furnace with day and night on it installed before they could haul that one away. It was not a pretty picture. So it's best to get those things specified and so forth. I think we've run out of time. They're telling me that we're actually a minute over, so I apologize for that. Next week, we'll be back 1 to 2 p.m. California or Pacific Standard Time, and we look forward to seeing you and hear more from our base. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next Sunday.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you loved? Visit 203konline.com now and let's get your home makeover projects done right.